You know, just kind of ran out of some steam there, I think, in that second half. But the effort was just phenomenal for your team tonight playing shorthanded.
You know, the girls knew they were going to have to do a lot of extra, and they worked hard on defense. You know, they made them work for their shots and that kind of stuff. Offensively, took us a little bit to get going, but then we just got in the swing of things. You know, super proud of the girls tonight.
And, yeah, you guys, it was kind of back and forth there. You kept this game slow here and kind of really probably at the pace that you wanted to. But you guys hit some big shots in that first half. And I think taking a 23-22 lead at the break, I think that's something you definitely take.
You know, especially when you had one of your starters not in the game and you're being able to make some of those plays, get some good baskets. The girls really stepped up and wanted the ball and wanted to – score, and they, you know, they got the rebounds. You know, they worked really hard all over the court.
Do you feel maybe they pressed a little bit too much in the third quarter?
I don't know.
Yeah.
we really truly wore out. We started closing out with our hands down instead of up in the air. But they got some good shooters. They got good drivers. You know, they played. Hugoton's a good team, but, you know, it's going to be a totally different game when we get to play them in Hugoton with Amber on the court.
Yeah, Erica did. She stepped up tonight with her 17 points. And then I think, you know, Brooke, it was good to see her get some confidence back scoring there with her points.
You know, we've been talking to Brooke these last couple days that we had to get her back to where she was before Christmas break. And we've been really talking about being strong to the basket and want to score. Tonight she started getting some confidence, and you know, I hopefully that just keeps rolling for her. You know, Erica wanted this win really bad. She works hard every single game, and she's just gaining more and more confidence in her skills, whether it's shooting or driving, passing. You know, she's doing a great job for us.
Even your role players that came in and gave a few minutes, you know, you had Tori Ford coming in there, you had Brindley Stevens coming in there, and you had Cheyenne Kramer coming in. They really didn't do anything to really hurt you guys tonight.
You know, they didn't. We really talked a lot about how we were going to rotate, and they were really focused in on practice. They were asking questions during the game. They put in some really great minutes, and that's really nice to see. You know, when some of our girls get in foul trouble later on, I know they can get the job done against a good quality team. So, you know, I was really proud of how they worked, and they did some good things for us.
Well, a week off now, and you get to go to Holcomb next Friday night to take on the Lady Longhorns.
You know, we're ready for that. It's going to take a lot to do that. You know, we don't know if we'll have Amber yet or not, but – you know, we're going to play hard. I told them, I said, it's going to be a lot about character. You know, who wants to show up and we get that win? Or are we just going to be okay now? But we're going to be ready to go. We need to get that win to go into the Sterling tournament.
All right. Well, Coach Amy Felker joining us here. Thanks again, Coach. Great effort for your team tonight. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.